A game. It's The Huddle. Powered in part by Reuben James, Main Street Burlington, RJSBurlington.com, Able Paint Glass and Flooring. You need it, they've got it. They are Able, AbleVT.com. And by Agave Taco and Tequila Casa, Maple Tree Place, Williston. Order online at AgaveVT.com. And by Grazer's Restaurant, Go Beyond the Burger, Maple Tree Place, Williston. And inside the 14th Star Brewery in St. Albans. Order online at Grazer'sVT.com. Now, it's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com, the 101.3 The Game app, and video streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
Good afternoon, you're in The Huddle, 101.3 The Game, all the count of four. TJ's here, Rich is here, Arnie's here. How you doing today, handsome?
I am spectacular.
You feeling good, rested, big weekend or what, huh?
Weekend,
you didn't do nothing.
Drove a lot, watched a bleep load of football. I almost said it.
Yeah, you drove, you know, let me tell you something. My son did Uber Eats this weekend.
Yeah.
He did it last night.
Uh-huh.
It's not registering. I didn't think about it either. My son's in Ohio.
Okay.
Every place he went to deliver the food.
Mm-hmm.
Was to Browns fans.
Oh, that's right.
They tipped him
like
he was a Chippendales dancer. I mean, it was like they're tipping him on the app. They're throwing cash at him, especially in the first quarter when it was 28-0.
Yeah.
He was like, you would have thought he was George Clooney walking in the room. Oh, look at that. Get here. Give me this. One guy, I don't know, was like food from Chinese food or something.
Yeah.
He got there just as the game started, and the first play was the
snap.
Yes. The guy threw the Chinese food in the air. Like, there's Chinese food flying through the air. People are throwing the 10s and 20s, like, get us more food. Here's money. Get us. I'm like, how much did you make? Because I don't even know. Because the tips were unbelievable.
Lucky him. I had nowhere near that kind of excitement on my Uber Eats weekend.
Could you imagine Browns fans?
Right.
Just going crazy. 25
Here's 50
years?
Bucks for no reason except that my team's winning.
50 bucks. It was 28-0 in the first. If you walked into anybody's door, here's my car keys. Just take the car. Just take the car. I'm tipping you my car.
And they tried to blow it, but they won the game.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah,
so,
it was. Good weekend, though? Did you have a good weekend? I already know what you did.
Same old thing. Just, you know, I got the Friday off, so that was good.
Did you do anything?
No, I didn't do anything. No, there's nowhere to go. There's just sat on the couch, did nothing, did my Saturday, Sunday night show, and that's pretty much it. Didn't do a whole heck of a lot.
TJ, did you do anything other than sit on the couch?
No.
I watched a ton of football, great football.
That was fun.
Every game was incredible this weekend.
Well, yeah.
Well, almost every
game. Bears-Saints game was a little bit of a snooze fest.
Well, you know, you weren't watching it on Nickelodeon like I was.
You know what? I didn't even know that was happening, and you showed me little bits and pieces
of
it.
Yeah, I saw that.
If I'd known, I mean, I was in a bar, so I wasn't aware.
You know, it actually was fun, except for the F-bomb that got dropped on the Children's Network.
Yes.
You know, that's like Oscar the Grouch or something, dropping an F-bomb in Sesame Street.
You know, I want you to know, Rich, that's not for you, the play-by-play on Nickelodeon. But I want you to know, I am getting a little, not fed up, but all the favoritism or nepotism that's going on. Like Chris Collinsworth, kid. Have you seen him on the broadcast?
No.
He talks and looks just like his dad. The kid's like 23 years old. What does he put in, you know, what does he put in to be able to get a job like that on NBC?
Well, I've always said the jocks are the ones that take all of our jobs in the play-by-play world.
And by the way, the play-by-play guy on the Nickelodeon Super Bowl, I forget his first name, last name Eagle, like an Iron Eagle.
Wow.
Yeah, Iron Eagle's son.
Yeah. Oh, gee, was it Iron Eagle's son? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you spell your name I-A-N, you can't be Iron.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't work that way.
But I'm saying to myself, okay, here's a 22, 23-year-old kid calling the Super Bowl. You know, you need to have a famous dad, Rich. If your last name was Rich Buck, you'd be calling games right now, you know? Jeez. So I saw that Nickelodeon thing was pretty funny, though. That was a good thing. That was a good call. That was
if the objective is to bring kids, younger audiences to the NFL, they certainly did it. They put SpongeBob SquarePants between the goalposts, so anytime they kicked an extra point or a field goal, they were trying to put the ball in his mouth.
You know, that's creative because they're not forcing it down your throat in on the regular broadcast. It's just something, an alternative
you can go to,
which
it's
is
an
smart.
Alternative, right. And if it's for the kids, and, you know, some kids don't understand the full aspect of the game, so they did a pretty good job explaining it. They would put up, if the ball goes in the end zone, it's a safety, that's 2 points. You know, they would have little things like that, and they made it fun for the kids.
I personally believe we should have real slime cannons everywhere.
Yes, that might not be bad.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Who's that? I always thought it'd be fun to start like a huge bonfire at center court. Was that a George Carlin line?
I don't know, something like that.
And to Sean Payton, the head coach of the Saints, he owned up to it. He won the game, and part of the deal was that Nickelodeon got to slime him after the game, so they did, and he did it.
Did you see who won the MVP, or actually they call it the NVP, Nickelodeon Valuable Player, for the Bears-Saints game?
Trubisky.
And he lost.
In a landslide.
Yeah, so obviously they were just pressing buttons, you know? I think they thought that meant no MVP. Right. Yeah, the MVP.
What is this button?
He got 49% of the Nickelodeon vote.
Did I get any vote? Did I get any?
No, I checked.
And he did nothing.
Yeah, so.
No, but nice call, by the way, on picking the over in that game.
My picks were horrible.
Oh, you got clobbered.
First time in a long time I've been that bad.
You were so awful with your picks this week. I went 1-2 and gained the game.
Yeah, we're in a three-way battle with Bernie. By the way, speaking of Bernie, you know my buddy Rob Parker, who does The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, he went out to Vegas for his birthday. Mm-hmm. Bernie took him out to dinner. They took pictures of steak and lobster that they were having. Rich, that would be us, man. That's us. All we have to do is go out to Vegas, and we're going to be treated like kings. Like kings, I keep telling you.
It only took him 7 minutes into the week.
Well, that's what they were taking pictures of steak and lobster. When's the last time you had steak and lobster?
Never.
There you go.
Well, it looks like we're looking for the official airline of the huddle.
Yes, there you go. We got to sell that. all right, it is a busy show. Lots to get to on this Monday. You want to be part of the show. Top Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. You know, I really didn't even know where we wanted to start. So much was going on with the Celtics. So many rumors on the Patriots. I don't even know if I could have wrote them all down. I got that for you. We got a big UVM weekend to recap for men's and women's basketball.
Yeah, it was mostly good news.
Men's and women's hockey.
Yep.
So we'll get to do that. We got Doug Peterson out of a job in Philadelphia. People are texting in about that also. So we'll get TJ's thoughts on that one. But start with the Wild Card weekend. Bills, the first game, they beat the Colts, and it was good to see the Bills get off. They didn't get upset. They didn't have a win in 25 years. My wife always said I was the jinx, which we got married the last time the Bills won a playoff game. And finally, after 25 years, they win again. That was great. By the way, there had to have been, you're going to tell me there was 6,700 that game?
Yeah, it looked a little more than that.
Looked like there was more like 30,000 at the game. I counted 6,000 just in one section. I was counting. But anyway, it was good to see the fans back and good to see the Bills get a victory in that
one. Yeah, and I'll tell you, man, what has happened to Josh Allen? What a strange story. He couldn't hit the side of a mountain with his passes for the last couple of years, and all of a sudden the light went on, and he was spectacular in that game against the Colts. A little controversy at the end there.
That was a fumble, by the way. Yeah.
I agree with you. I think that was a fumble.
I think it was a fumble. Why didn't they run off 10 seconds?
Oh, yeah.
Because the team had no timeouts, I have no idea, and that has to be investigated by the NFL, because I think they're going to have to admit that they made a major mistake on that. You know?
I thought it was clearly a fumble.
I mean,
they showed it 94 times, and every single time we'd sit around and go, yeah, that's a fumble.
It's a fumble.
The only thing I can think of is that they called it a non-fumble. They called it down by contact at the time, and whenever you do that,
right,
it's got to be massively conclusive evidence. But I thought it was.
It was, and it was. It had to be a clear recovery, which it was also.
Yep.
How about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, they're his Tampa Bay
wow.
Buccaneers.
That's right.
That came out of nowhere.
You didn't want to jump on the bandwagon.
No,
you,
I want the Bills now. Yeah.
No, I get a feeling that a lot of Patriot fans are starting to feel, hey, I'm happy for Tommy now. I'm happy for Tom Brady and what he's done. Good victory, 31-23. Brady was 22 of 40, 381 yards, 2 touchdowns. Typical Tom Brady fashion out there. Now they have one more game to go, and you may find them in the Super Bowl, Rich. How about that? How great is that going to be?
Well, let's see. They've got to go to the Superdome on Sunday night.
Oh, that's okay. They didn't impress me all that much, the Saints.
No, not at all. And I think that's a winnable game for sure. Tampa's got a nice little ride. They get Washington. You know, an under .500 team.
Right.
Then they get the Saints. They've managed to It seems to me that the cream of the crop in the NFL seems to be coming from the AFC.
Look at you. Oh, Tom has a little bit of a break. You never complained about that in the AFC.
When they didn't even have to play a first round game.
When they got a bye week all the way to the Super Bowl, I think it was.
Even though they finished second
most
years.
They'd have a bye. Are you happy for Tom or are you not happy for Tom?
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean, sure?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? I mean, I'm glad for him. I think it would be kind of cool. I'm still hoping Buffalo wins because their fans deserve it.
You're not fully invested in Tom Brady, Tampa, or anything like that?
No, because it's aggravating to watch Cam Newton just be what he was and so horrible of a quarterback this year as they floundered to a 7-9 season, all because they just couldn't seem to get eye-to-eye, Belichick and Brady. And so it's frustrating as a Pats fan to see him succeeding. I mean, I'm glad for him, but how much does the guy need?
I the further Brady goes, the worse it is for the Patriots.
Yes.
It feels like. I don't know why. It just feels like it. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady's looking good, and he may take another team to a Super Bowl. How badly does he want to get back there without Bill Belichick? How badly does he want to get there?
Oh, absolutely.
There?
And I'd love to know what's going through Belichick's mind. Probably nothing. But still, since he has no emotions that I can see. But you've got to believe Belichick on the side is thinking, I hope he loses.
First time texts are absolutely right. Rich needs to stop being a sourpuss and support Tom Brady. Absolutely right, Rich. Yeah, absolutely.
He left the Patriots. I didn't like that.
No, he didn't leave the Patriots.
So. Oh,
don't ever
is he
say that.
Still playing for them?
Don't play games with me. Don't
Tom Brady
that.
Did not leave them. So where is he? Is this all a mirage?
They booted him from the team.
Oh, whatever. He's not on the team anymore.
Don't say whatever. There's a big difference.
No, he's not on the Patriots, so I don't care about him.
He got booted.
He made my life absolute heaven for 20 years when it came to football, and I will forever, for the rest of my life, appreciate what he did for the Patriots. It just doesn't translate to me to a team like Tampa.
Tony says the Patriots fans are cheering on Tom Brady, looking forward to a great matchup of two old men of the league, Drew Brees versus Tom Brady. How cool is that? And you know what would have been really neat if Tom was to advance to face Aaron Rodgers in the finals?
Yeah.
Oh, how great that would have. Too bad the Patriots didn't get in. What do you think the ratings would have been if it was Tampa and the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Tom Brady against Bill Belichick.
I don't know what the ratings would be, but I'll tell you who would have been watching. That's me.
And as Tom Brady's running down the sideline for a touchdown, he flips the bird, the Belichick.
Who sticks his foot out and trips him.
Oh, how great. I mean, the Super Bowl would have been, well, it's not going to happen, but.
It might have been 100% of human beings watching that game.
If you're the NFL, we don't care. We don't care about ratings. But if you are the NFL, I'm assuming out of the NFC you want Tampa and Tom Brady because there are. I mean, you
absolutely.
Why Green Bay is not a good story?
No, not as good as a Tom Brady story.
Wait a minute. There's a lot more Packer fans than there are Tampa fans.
Of course, there's more fans of anyone than Tampa except Jacksonville.
Well, I don't know if that really would. Really affect the ratings anyway, because you're watching no matter who you're the fan of anyway.
Right. No, but the point is about Tom Brady is that is the best thing that could happen for the NFL. If Tom Brady is in the Super Bowl, that is going to skyrocket ratings.
What about in the AFC? Buffalo?
Maybe Kansas City. I just think Patrick Mahomes is an attraction to a lot
Cleveland?
Of people.
Cleveland?
Yeah, that might be kind
Tom
of fun.
Tom Brady against Cleveland?
Yeah.
I want to see Cleveland.
Yeah, that might be fun.
I do. I absolutely, even though the Steelers didn't even show up last night, impressed with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, and it's a story. You know, haven't won a playoff game since 1994. That franchise has been through such crap over the years. And to
Buffalo.
See them go all the way, that would be something.
By the way, that's a new quarterback rumor, Ben Roethlisberger, but there's no way he's returning to Pittsburgh.
Well, he looked 100
year,
last night.
1 year left on his contract. He's owed not a lot of money, $41.3
million.
41.3. Now,
imagine.
Yeah, can you imagine?
$41 million.
Yeah, that's chump change. Now, they can get rid of him. If they don't get rid of him before March 19th, they got to pay him a $15 million roster bonus.
Wow.
They certainly earned that last night.
Now, they can.
He sort of did. He threw the ball in every play.
They could decide to get rid of him, and I don't know the exact money amount. I think it would cost them about $20 million but if they, with dead cap money. But if they keep him, you're talking about $41.3 million. And the $15 million signing roster bonus
that's
is
gone.
Part of that.
He's gone then. No, don't you think? Don't you think he's gone?
I don't think I want to give him a $15 million roster bonus. I get a whole quarterback for that.
Right.
I wouldn't bring him back because he's First of all, he threw for 500 yards.
Well, he had to. It was 28-0 before he saw the field.
All the interceptions.
I mean, I'm kidding, yeah. But you know,
all
what
the
I mean.
Interceptions weren't his fault.
Right.
But he looked old, and I would probably want to move on from him also.
I mean, what a situation to be in where it's 28-0 immediately, and you know you're going to throw almost 70 passes.
First time Texas said, "Rich, I understand how you feel about Tom Brady. When Clemens went to the Yankees, I felt the same way you do."
Yeah, the difference there is that Clemens went to the evil empire. I don't think anyone's terribly mad at Tom Brady for doing what he did, but I think they were very mad at Clemens because it was where he went. Nobody cared about him going to Tampa.
What could have been the worst team Tom Brady would have went to that would have bothered you the most?
Oh, Giants? Absolutely, the Giants.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's NFC AFC though.
No, I understand that, but that's what he ended up doing ultimately anyway.
Right,
over to
right.
The NFC, but
is there anybody else that would have bothered you as much as the Giants? I don't think so. Not even close.
No.
Because there's no hate. I was going to say maybe the Jets or the Dolphins because they're in the division.
Right. But do Patriots fans really hate those teams? Maybe it's because they've had so much success.
No, they don't. They don't.
I think there's some hatred because it's New York Boston in the maybe. Giants case, but also there's the Super Bowl history.
Right. No, I think I agree with you. I think it's probably the Giants. That's the only one you really could have been mad at.
Or Dallas. They're a very polarizing team.
Only because they're polarizing. First time Texas. Oh my God, how about Miami? Yeah, if you would have went to Miami, I don't know if that would have bothered you as much either. You would have just said he's just going to retire. So what? You know,
and
what I mean?
That's part of why I never really got mad at him. I was shocked at his decision that he would ever leave the Patriots. I spent how many months during the beginning of COVID saying there's no chance he's leaving.
Andrew in Fairfax said the Steelers are to the Patriots as the Yankees are to the Red Sox. No, sir. No.
Not quite that intense. But
no, not even close.
No, I agree. But there is a rivalry there.
No, like I said, you wouldn't have been upset. The only team you would have been upset would have been the Giants if Tom Brady went to the
yes.
Giants.
Or Dallas.
That was just because it's the Cowboys.
Right.
You know, that's
good enough for me.
Yeah, but otherwise, it's more intrigue if he went to the Cowboys.
I mean, but he went to a team. My point was that it was harder to get mad at Tom Brady because he went to Tampa. It's like, Tampa? Really?
Well, Giselle wanted to retire.
Well, here's the deal. Brady is not the only superstar in the Brady family. I mean, you've got Giselle there. Did you see Mitch Trubisky's girlfriend?
No, I have not.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, she is.
Just because I believe shocking. In the most comprehensive research on the football
right.
weekend there is.
You know what?
And she looks very articulate.
You know what I've learned about quarterbacks? You have a good-looking wife or girlfriend, whether you're a good quarterback
right.
or a second stringer.
And you can be as ugly as anyone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't at all. You know, first stringer or second stringer, it doesn't matter.
Yep. If you're not watching on Twitch, she's very easy on the eyes. We'll just put it that way.
Trubisky, he's out there. I got tons of stories about him coming to the Patriots also.
That doesn't feel like a... Does that have an it factor to you? Not to me.
You know, I would like to have the kid come in and compete. If I was Belichick, I'm going to say, look, I'll take you. I'm going to take an old savvy veteran like, Matthew Stafford. And then I'm going to draft a rookie.
But you can't bring Phillip Rivers and Matthew Stafford in.
No, I didn't say Rivers. Did I say Rivers?
No, did I say Rivers?
No, Trubisky.
Trubisky.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Trubisky. You can't bring them both in. They're both
maybe
starting
you're right.
quarterbacks.
Well, Trubisky's not a starting quarterback. He's going to have to fight it out for a job. He's not walking into any camp as the starter.
But does Trubisky want to go to a place where he's going to have to go up against a Matthew Stafford just to get some minutes on the field?
Yeah. But he's going to have to. He's going to have to go up against anybody to get minutes on the field. That's the way it's going to look.
Jonathan in Richmond brings up a good point. Have you ever seen Jeff Garcia's wife? Garcia is not a handsome man.
No, he's not. He's not a good looking guy.
But it's proof. It says point proven about the quarterback getting the hottie.
Yeah, well, he has started too, though. You know, you got to give him a little bit of credit.
Yeah.
It just seems like the Pat situation getting worse out there. The Deshaun Watson story is absolutely fascinating. Because there's a lot of smoke, Rich. This is not just me saying, did you hear the rumors that Deshaun Watson wants out of the Houston? Oh, no. He wants out. And the rumors are the Miami Dolphins. The rumors are the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I've seen those too.
Hmm.
I'm not so sure that would not be a bad fit for Bill Belichick and the Patriots, a veteran quarterback. Look, I think he's a tad overrated. I've said that before. But he's a hell of a quarterback. I think he'd be a good pickup for the Patriots. You got to pay the big time money. Just got that four-year,
159 million.
140 something. I don't know. It changes every day.
And he's mad at his team. And they just gave him $150 million.
Because they didn't interview the offensive coordinator from Kansas City. I forget his name.
Well, he seems to have forgotten that they just paid him $150 million to play for them.
Yeah, but put him on the scale. I mean, you know, is he better than Garoppolo? Is he
Yes.
Is he better than Stafford? He's younger.
He's younger than Stafford.
I think he would be a better pickup. Yeah.
Well, there's many different ways they can go. What did you think about Washington's quarterback? Heinicke?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a hell of a touchdown run.
Do you know he finished the game with a separated shoulder or something like that?
I am not leaving the field.
How great is that?
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. And that run was unbelievable. That touchdown run, he dove into the pylons.
That's another rumor. Heinicke to the Patriots.
After one game.
Well, you know, that's the type of quarterback Belichick likes. You know what I mean? You don't know who he is. He's going to mold them. He's got a lot of grit, determination. Belichick eats that stuff up. You know that?
Yeah, and The Athletic had an interesting article about what the Patriots should do at quarterback, and they were all over North Dakota State's Trey Lance, who we've heard.
For the Patriots?
Yeah, they just loved him. Well, this guy who wrote it, what's his name? Jeff Howe.
Right.
Who's been writing there forever.
The Mac Jones rumor from Alabama is getting big and strong, too, for the Patriots.
Yeah,
too.
He says, well, that article said I wouldn't get him. He's just, you know, all he is just a play. He's not a playmaker. He's just a sort of game manager.
Well, isn't that what Belichick loves, game managers? No?
Yeah, well,
he's a good quarterback. Rich, in the semifinal game, he was 25 or 30.
Oh, I know.
I mean, and what, over 300 yards, or close to 300 yards.
Well, it's going to be tricky because Lawrence and Zach Wilson and Justin Fields just might be gone by about the fourth or fifth pick. The Patriots are picking 15th. So they have no shot at any of the big three unless they want to give up everything. But then you have to kind of hope that Bengals, I believe, are the fifth pick. They're certainly not going for a quarterback.
No, but you could trade up also.
Yeah,
you could
Eagles,
still get Trask
Lions.
From Florida. I think there's going to be six quarterbacks taken in the first round. A lot of people have five. I think there's going to be six. And that could bode well for the Patriots if they do want to trade up and get one of those quarterbacks. They're there for the taking, especially one of the other three, like a Trey Lance, Mac Jones, or a Kyle Trask.
Boy, I'm a little nervous going with a quarterback who had played one game his senior year, which is Lance. And it's the whole team only played one game showcase it.
Yeah, they only played one game.
But I mean, and there was a lot of talk about bringing Cam Newton back as a mentor, stopgap.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, he'd come cheap. I mean, he's going to be looking for more than he got this year, obviously. But you could probably get him for $5 million.
What did you think of the Ravens' victory over the Titans? Of course, Vrabel punched the ball when they were down 17-13 on 4th and 2 from the Ravens' 40, I want to say, right about there.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wow. You're
an embarrassment.
Yeah, that's a
no
strange
guts.
Time to try to pin your opponent deep in their own end, and that's obviously what he was trying to do.
They did a great job, the Ravens, on stopping Henry. Did 40 yards rushing.
That's 40 unbelievable. Yards. This is a guy who had 2,000 yards this season.
Lamar Jackson certainly... gets the monkey off his back because he finally wins a playoff game. Only threw for 179 yards, but he ran for 136, which was the difference there.
And that 50-yarder was unbelievable.
That was great.
It's funny because you go, well, Cam Newton runs a lot too, but it's a
completely
different situation.
Not like that.
He is an absolute gazelle out there, and he's so quick. He runs like a good running back.
Yeah, right here it is.
Jackson trying to escape and run for it, and he's got it more. Lamar Jackson down the sideline. Will they give it to him? They will. Touchdown, Baltimore.
Wow. That was the 50-yarder. That was electric.
That was great. He made enough big plays to get him the victory. No doubt
defense,
about that.
Don't forget the defense, too. They had a lot to do with that. Derrick Henry, 18 carries for those 40 yards.
You're going to tell me the Saints impressed you? If the Saints play like this, like they did against the Bears, they'll lose to Tampa and Tom Brady. I promise you that. That if 21 points, not enough to beat Tampa and Tom Brady. I promise you, Rich.
No, I agree, and especially when you've got all those weapons, and for once they did have Breeze and Kamara and Michael Thomas on the field at the same time. They didn't do much. I mean, Thomas had 5 catches. I think he had 70, 75 yards, whatever. Kamara almost ran for 100 yards. Breeze was good in that game, though, but that was all about the defense. Bears just couldn't get anything going.
Breeze, Ben Roethlisberger, those two guys should walk hand in hand to the sunset and call it a career.
Philip Rivers,
yeah, you got me there. All three of them. All three really good quarterbacks.
Tom Brady.
Obviously, Breeze with the yardage.
Please.
No, Tom's got it. Tom's got another 2 years after this.
I know.
He's going to play till he's 45 years old. But the other three need to go. Ben Roethlisberger thinks he saved his career by throwing for 500 yards. The four interceptions are killers.
Well, he had no choice but to throw for 5. He threw 68 passes.
Which is a record, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, you're down 28-0 immediately. What else you got to do? You got to pass. You got to score quickly. But when you're down that much in the first quarter, you can't waste time.
By the way, I learned something new yesterday, which I've never heard before. Scorigami?
Scorigami?
Have you heard of scorigami?
No.
I don't know.
Origami.
Scorigami is when there is a score of a football game that has never happened before in the entire NFL. Mm. And that happened this weekend. With the Browns winning 48-37.
That score has never happened.
Never happened ever in the history. That's what they called scorigami.
Wow.
Never happened in the history of the NFL. Like, that's a kind of an off score, 48-37.
Yeah, it's very weird. The only score I've never seen in NFL history is 4.
No, there's been
safeties?
There's been 4. There really? Has been 4.
I've never seen a team have 4 points at any point of the game.
In the old days, it might have been a 4-2 game or a 4-0 game, but I think there was 4. I don't know. We'll have to double-check that. But, yeah, Scorigami, they have a whole website on scores that have never happened before in the NFL. There's nerds on
now
that.
Now I have to look at it.
Yeah. Now you got to look up Scorigami.
We get somebody on the line.
Oh, we do? Who's on the line? Hello?
Lance from Swanton.
Hey, what's going on, Lance?
Hi, Lance.
Hi. I just heard you talking about the Cleveland game, and I only got 2 words to say. What?
You're feeling good today, are you not, or what?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I just was like, I didn't see that coming, man. Those guys played really good football early on.
You know they're not going to get a gifts like that when they play next week. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I know, but boy, I mean, I like the Steelers, but I never saw that coming. That's like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. All I could say is, what? That's it.
All right, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, there was a few Browns fans in the bar yesterday. They were pretty happy.
Oh, like I said, they were tipping like crazy, Rich. If you were driving Uber Eats or any of that stuff in Cleveland yesterday or in Ohio, you were getting tips so plenty, especially if you were delivering it the first quarter.
And you have to understand, the rivalry between Cleveland and the Steelers goes back. I mean, you know, if there was one team that you, as a Cleveland Browns fan, wanted to just destroy and humiliate, it was Pittsburgh. You know.
They're the bad boys, but they were 11-0 at one point, and this has happened to them.
There has been one game in the history of football that ended with four total points for one team, and the final score was 10-4.
Okay, so it wasn't 4-0 or anything like that.
Racine Legion 10 at the Chicago Cardinals.
Okay, you see, you have to go back that far.
November 25th, 1923.
You're addicted to scorigami now? Is that what you're looking
up? Well, you know me with scoreboards and stats.
Matter of fact, Luke said the most common score is 2017. It's happened 256 times.
Yeah, this is. Shane says, what I'm doing tonight. Shane, I'm going to read this.
Shane says, is there a website on Scorigami? I didn't even look it up.
It is NFLScorigami.com.
Oh, so it's a real website then, the Scorigami? I thought somebody just was making up a nickname for this thing.
No.
Shane says, Brady looks 10 years younger than Big Ben. Similar to Scorigami, there are more likely no two shuffled decks of playing cards on Earth with the same order.
Wow.
Now we're getting a little too much in the math, people.
Well, listen, today is also National Milk Day.
Is it? On a related note.
It's celebrated, a lot more than National Lactose Intolerance Day.
Well, good. I'll put some on my sugar smacks tonight and call it supper.
So was there ever a 2-0 game?
Okay.
Look at him. He's got the score. Gabby.
2. Right.
I can't believe they actually have a website that tells you the scores of all the NFL games, and there's ever been a game like that.
2-0. The Akron Pros.
See, that shouldn't count,
defeated the Baltimore All-Americans in 1923, 2-0. That surprises me.
That shouldn't count. Bears,
Bears beat the Packers.
Wait a minute. Of
1938.
Of course there's 2-0 games. If there's ever been a forfeit, isn't it a 2-0 game?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's ever...
No, these are actual games.
Okay, so they're actually games like that.
This is just turn my mic off.
Scorigami.
This is awesome.
So I thought it was just somebody making up the name. Hey, Scorigami. There's never been a score. I thought he was just coming up with his own clever thing there.
I'm trying to find the highest scoring. There's a 54-51. That was actually the Monday night game of the Chiefs a couple of years ago.
That's the highest scoring game ever. No.
LA Rams 54, Chiefs 51.
That's 105 points?
2018.
Well, this one was pretty
close. 72-41, which I actually heard. I think it was a playoff game. Redskins over the Giants, 72-41 in 1966.
Yeah. I don't know. I know last night.
You were 50 back then. Yes,
watching the Browns-Steelers game was like watching Dumbledore from Harry Potter step in and play quarterback. Ugh. I mean, you know.
He looks a little like him.
He looks old, man. He can't move. He looks so old.
He does. You know what the big meme was or pictures this weekend? They put George Blanda at 40-something years old and put Tom Brady next to him at 40-something, 42.
Well, George Blanda didn't eat avocado ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah, George Blanda, he was eating whiskey for breakfast. That's what he was eating.
Yeah, just maybe.
802-655-6672. If you want to go ahead and jump on in, off and running on a Monday, we're going to come back. What's going on with the Celtics? Ooh. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 the game.
Big guests. Big opinions.
This is the kind of stuff that gets you Marconi.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. It's the Dan Patrick Show with Dan and the Danettes.
Buckle up, boys. Time to go to work.
Each weekday from 9 to noon on 101.3 The Game. 101.3 The Game weather. The show is great when the mic is on, but how about when the camera is on too? Find out, because you can watch the show each day, streaming online at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
And they snap it, they get it back to him. Montgomery taking the snap, Trubisky launching it, right back to Wims, and he drops a touchdown! The pass was perfect. What a play.
Oh, my gosh. This is exactly what we were talking about, Jim, right here. He's wide open by himself. He just made the hard catch, and now the easy one.
I felt so bad for that guy. I mean, you and I could have just stood there and caught that ball. He even floated it nice and quietly to him.
That was perfect. That was perfect. It could change the whole game.
Yeah, and some guy watching it next to me said, "This is fixed. There's no way that guy completely misses that ball."
All right, I got to make a very special announcement real quick.
Yeah, you just said during the commercial break you have a major announcement.
Major announcement. I have my email open.
In other words, it's completely nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, no. This is pretty big. Okay. I have my email opened to read my emails.
Okay, are you going to try going on the treadmill tomorrow?
Do you know how sometimes, like, if I had a scratch off and I scratched it off in front of you guys, you want to see what I got and stuff like that? Or,
yeah.
You know, you're curious. Did you win? Did you make some money? I have my email that I'm going to open up. I just learned that the Vermont members of the National Sports Media Association have voted for the Vermont Sportscaster of the Year.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to... it wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Do I get to go to North Carolina again?
For 2020, and the winner is...
Arnie Spanier.
You're not going to give me a drum roll?
No, I would say it's...
I already gave you a drum roll.
Winner is
Alex Abrami.
No,
Austin why would it be, Danforth.
Why would Why would it be Austin or wait a minute? Okay. Why would it be them?
Am I ruining the fun
over somebody like
Jeff
me,
Paul,
who's been in this market for 6 years and has dominated sports talk?
All right, go ahead. Ask the question again.
The only sports talk.
Why wouldn't it be me?
Ask the question again, and the winner is.
And the winner is. Oh, I thought you were going to guess.
We only have
just say me.
Me.
Arnie.
Oh, did you win?
No, it was George Como.
Oh, good. Good. That's, I believe, the 47th time George has won.
He said, George Como put it out. He said that
George put it out.
he said that 2020 was a pretty sad year, but it makes me feel a lot better. Congratulations to Alex Abrami for the Free Press for his third Sports Writer of the Year award.
Nice.
Yeah.
I want to thank my fellow media members. Well, don't thank me.
Six of us.
Did I vote? Did I even have a vote in this?
I won this.
Did
thing
I vote?
I won in 2014, and I won with two votes.
Did you vote for me? Is somebody stealing my votes? What's going on here?
I did not vote. Had I had a vote, I would have voted for you.
So you mean if I vote for myself and I get a vote from TJ, I win?
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, Alex told me he voted for me in 2014, and that's why you won, because I got two votes.
Look, it's
the 11th time he's won.
Oh, yeah. George wins every year.
He's got a whole cabinet full of trophies.
But it's the first time since 2011, though.
I mean, there's literally...
He's like Tom Brady.
How many sportscasters are there in the state of Vermont?
Listen, he's like Brady. Tom Brady.
It's Vermont Sportscaster of the Year. It's not like it's not as difficult as getting into the Southern California Juice Hall of Fame.
I could imagine. Were we? Did we get any votes? Can we look it up?
I don't know. There's only
Here are the votes.
There's three voters.
George Como got two votes.
Yeah.
And I got one. No, I'm just kidding.
No, congratulations to George. You talk about a legend.
Yes.
Wow.
But he doesn't have to win 11 times,
He's been
times,
in the way
though.
Of my dream for 40 years.
I would just like to get a vote. I feel like Russell Wilson, where he's never got a vote for MVP. I haven't got a vote ever. Just one vote. How about just one?
I mean, there's only seven sportscasters. Come on.
Come on. Just give me one vote.
I'll tell you what. That was a fun weekend.
Did you think I won?
No, I thought I won.
Oh, why would you think you would win over me?
I didn't want to win because I didn't want to have to go to Salisbury, North Carolina.
You just say COVID, they can't travel.
Right.
But why wouldn't you think that maybe I won this time?
Just out of sympathy, I suppose. Yeah, if your wife voted.
No, why sympathy? Why can't I say, Arnie, he's one hell of a sportscaster, does Fox on weekends, quarter of a bill. Why can't he win the Vermont Sportscaster Hall of Fame?
Maybe next year, Arnie.
You said that the last 6 years I've been doing the show with you. Every time it's next year, Arnie.
I'd like to explain something to you.
You need to campaign.
When I was a kid, every year, we would ask my dad, "Dad, can we go to Disney World this year?" And he would say,
"Next year.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year." Scott in Burlington. Hi, Rich and Arnie. Scott and Erica here. Huddle Fantasy Champs. Is the Labatt's cooler ready? Yeah, TJ, you got to get them their presents.
There's been a cooler sitting in the lobby for a month.
I know that. Is that theirs?
No, it's someone else's.
Somebody just simply isn't picking. Some guy named Patrick. He's been sitting out there for a month.
All right, thanks to everybody that voted for me for the Vermont.
You know what? Come on by. We'll
fame.
Give you Patrick's.
Yeah.
At this point. But I'll tell you, that's a fun weekend. I have never been so starstruck in my life. Everybody growing up that I cared about was there. It was awesome.
With the Vermont thing?
Yeah. Alex won for the newspaper, of course. And pulled it out with a stunning 2-1 victory.
Shouldn't there be like a vote just for people that do radio? Like talk show radio?
Well, you have sports writer and then you have sports caster.
Yeah, shouldn't there just be one? Yeah.
Shouldn't there be a sports opinion? Or a sports... Yeah, it probably should be.
Donald said, haha, good burn, Rich. Sympathy. that wasn't actually very funny at all. I didn't find that funny.
What was funnier was Fridays, I'm a professional. What was it? Inner tube
water polo.
Water polo.
Gosh, yes.
Oh, got a lot on that.
Inner tube water polo.
My wife the Twitch video on that this weekend, and she was dying laughing.
The inner tube water polo?
Yes.
Where'd you find that?
It's on Twitch. From the show on Friday.
Oh no! I thought
was showing her the show.
I thought
Friday.
Me and my actually What's in Twitch? My bathing suit. Playing inner tube water polo.
No, that's...
I played inner tube water polo. Did the horse die?
Donald drowned. Georgia. Donald says Arnie gets the gas bag of the year award. There you go. See,
I don't even win that.
Donald in Georgia loves to use the word gas bag.
Scott Smith says he's been in Florida for 2 weeks. Well, you can still listen even if you're down there in Florida.
Uh-oh, the boss is checking in.
Sean, what is going on? I missed the first half hour. I've been listening... 10 minutes, and you haven't talked about sports.
He lives.
And everybody, he just tunes in on the exact moment.
Right. We just spent 25 minutes talking about the NFL playoffs.
The exact moment we're not talking sports.
No,
he tunes in.
It's because we know he's listening. We're watching him. He thinks he's watching us. We're watching.
We're
him.
We're watching you.
And when we see that he's listening, we purposely talk about something else.
Celtics Miami postponed. Celtics Bulls tomorrow.
Yeah.
Postponed.
Yeah, get used to
it. But
this.
They said
this
the Miami
bad.
Game was postponed because Miami didn't have enough players. How many does the Celtics have? They have like eight.
Seven
they
players.
Seven.
You only need five to play.
No, you need eight. They say you need eight.
In this day and age, everyone plays 3 minutes.
Tatum is going to be
Iron Man basketball.
10 to 14 days. He came down with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Thursday, Robert Williams tested positive. This is how it all started. So he's out for 12 days. And then Grant Williams, Carson Edwards, and Tristan Thompson also rode in a car together With Edwards the only one wearing a mask.
Of course.
So Edwards was clear to play because he wore the mask.
Oh, my goodness.
So remember, they went out and beat Washington. They were up by 40 points or whatever with half their team missing. Then Saturday, the news broke that Jason Tatum's initial test came back positive late Friday night. And then yesterday, who was it? It was Mark Murphy, I think, reported a source confirmed that Tatum's second COVID test came back positive as well, which sent Jaylen Brown, Semi Ojeleye, and Javonte Green into quarantine.
Ooh.
So what's left? Then the Celtics-Miami game was postponed. Then, let's see,
the
what
Bulls
else?
Game. By the way, they're canceling, is it tonight's Mavs-Pelicans?
Yep.
The NBA's got a problem. They're either going to have to shut it down for like a week or two. Remember we joked about it where I said maybe the NFL needed to take a week where everybody has the bye week.
Right.
We're going to have to shut down the NBA for, 7 to 10 days?
Right.
Just everybody has to quarantine and get back at it in 2 weeks or something
right.
like that?
Right, and this isn't good because it's a very condensed schedule. You probably, if you've noticed
games.
That the Celtics seem to be playing every night,
yeah.
It's pretty much every other night. They're playing four games every
is
week.
Is there an all-star break? Because if there is, you're going to have to cancel that. Yeah. And then and have a 2 week quarantine right now.
Right. And what about the entire Wizards team? I mean, don't they have to quarantine after having a close contact with Jason Tatum?
I don't know.
You know what though? The NBA does not consider, and this is really strange to me, they don't consider that close contact. I mean, they're literally hitting each other and smashing into each other. I mean, that if you're telling me there's no contact in the NBA,
right. You're wrong. I hear Sean's text this in, and I hear other people saying this. I don't understand where these people go and what they're doing when they know exactly how risky it is for their profession when they have to test every day. Well, it's not their fault. I mean, you, Rich, yeah, maybe you're being careful, but what about the player's wife,
yeah.
girlfriend,
right.
family,
yeah.
kids? You go out, you go to the gas station, you pump gas, you go to the mini mart, you pick up something from Uber Eats, something. You're traveling in the airports. How you know you're open up to picking it up also. You can't hide from this. Johnny said you guys need to have a Meet the Listeners weekend in Vegas at the Westgate during the NBA Finals of March Madness.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm there. I'm there. I'm so there, Rich.
I know you in Vegas.
We'll meet Bernie and we'll party like rock stars.
So here is who the Celtics have if they were to play tonight, which they're not. Marcus Smart.
Yes.
Peyton Pritchard, Jeff Teague, Carson Edwards, Tremont Waters, Aaron Nesmith, Daniel Tyson, Taco Fall. That's
why,
the whole team.
Why can't they add people like an emergency to their roster and play the game?
I have no idea. It's a good question.
Baker Mayfield said he met one of his offensive guards a couple hours before the game. He said, I was shaking
I saw
his
that.
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought he was kidding about that. Why can't you just say, you know what, we're going to sign so-and-so and so-and-so for an emergency
right.
team member now. Whoever's cut or something like that.
And they bring people up from the G League.
Not everybody has a G League team.
Oh.
Not everybody does have a G League. The one for the Detroit Pistons got canceled.
Okay.
But Cleveland's going to have theirs, so.
And Cleveland's G League team now has
Anthony Lamb. Right. So, yeah, again, you might have to do something like that up.
Well, here's your starting lineup if this thing starts up again. And their next game that hasn't been postponed is Wednesday against Orlando. Edwards, Pritchard, Teague, Smart, and Tice. That would be your starting lineup.
Luke says, Arnie's idea of tearing it up in Vegas is a couple of Shirley Temples and in bed by 8. Oh, no, not in Vegas.
No, because he doesn't drink.
Shirley Temples are non-alcoholic.
Really?
Yeah. That's like
is that right, TJ?
It's like 7-Up in like...
Okay, I guess...
Yeah. Like Grenadine or something
All right,
like that.
So that's obviously the
point.
Did I
ever tell you about the time I went to Vegas with my mom?
No, I don't think you have.
Well, I was with my mom out in Vegas.
Sorry.
We're walking down the street, and these really nice ladies were all handing us these paper brochures things.
Yes.
And I turned to her, and I said, Mom, you can make a lot of money out of
it. All right, we're going to come back. How do we do on our picks? We'll let you know. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
101.3 The Game wants to make sure you have enough football food to fuel your game day. That's why we've partnered with the number one name at Gridiron Grub, Raimondo's. Win the Huddle Sunday Hookup. Delicious Raimondo's. Pizza, wings, subs, and more for $6. Just look for the post on the game's Facebook page every Thursday and comment for your chance to win. The Huddle Sunday Hookup with Raimondo's. Taft's Corner Shopping Center in Williston. Order online at Raimondo's.com. And the station that's powered by fans.
My favorite time of the year.
It's that time, boys.
You ready now?
But
football, baby.
Hey, here we go, defense!
101.3 The Game. The car, the app, the online stream, and on your smart speaker. We're everywhere with the best sports talk in the Champlain Valley. It's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
Ben looking to get to his fourth Super Bowl. Starts from the 22-yard line. James Conner is the running back. Steelers dead last in the league in rushing. And they start with a horrible snap all the way back to the 2-yard line. And the Browns bounce it into the end zone where they wind up with a touchdown. Of all crazy things, you don't go to the playoffs.
I love it. Just kind of like the way Peyton Manning started the Super Bowl, but that turned into a safety.
The safety. It was 2-0 on the first play.
Donald said, Donald in Georgia, who's the new guy? He's funny. Oh, that's Rich Haskell. You may have remembered him. He's been around for quite a while.
Leave my looks out of this.
Oh, you're talking about TJ. You must be talking about
the
TJ.
The new guy.
The new guy.
It's been 6 months.
Or maybe he's talking about me. Who knows?
August 4th.
August 4th.
We did our picks. Rich, you had Buffalo -6, which was a loser.
Yes.
That one you probably should have won, though.
Buffalo has done nothing but clobber everybody for the last 2 months of the season. I felt really good about that
pick. I did, too. Yeah, Seattle -3.5, another loser.
Yeah, that one definitely lost.
They lost 30-20. What a great win by the Rams quarterback that only has like two fingers or something like that.
I should have known better.
And you took Washington +8.5. You barely won that because they lost by eight.
Eight.
And you got lucky on that one.
Out of the six picks that we made this week, the only winner we produced was by a half a point.
Yeah. I had three losers. I had Tennessee +3, loser. The over in the Bears-Saints game, what was I thinking about?
You were so sure. You were so cocky on Friday. You just said you dismissed any possibility that you'd get that wrong.
And I had Pittsburgh -6, which was gone after the first snap. It was over after the first
literally
snap.
The first snap. And how funny is it, Ben Roethlisberger and the running back, what's his name there?
Connor?
James Connor. They're just looking at each other like, you want it? I don't want it. You want it?
Well, Ben was picking it up like he was, picking up like spilled food.
Well, the guy's
been
hurt. I
go, jump on that thing, man. Come on.
He's been hurt for so many.
Bernie went 2-1. He had the Rams +4. That was his big pick. He was giving that out all over the place.
Yes.
I didn't see that. I'm like, no way.
That defense is a bunch of wild pit bulls.
He had Tennessee +3, and his big pick also was over Cleveland-Pittsburgh 47.
That sure won, and then some.
Here's where we stand right now. Rich is 27-27. I'm 27-27. And Bernie's 26-28, one game behind
them. That was quick.
Wow.
So much for our gloating about being four or five games over and how we'd win millions if we were doing this in Vegas. There isn't a single one of us over 500, just like that.
Yeah, you got to be a professional gambler, you got to be picking at like a 53% clip to be winning money.
Well, we were for the longest time.
There goes that conversion van, Rich Haskell.
Yeah, you wanted to get that Mercedes conversion van.
Guess I'm going to have to pay for it now.
I can't believe we're back at 500 after the whole year picking games.
Yeah, we have never been under 500 at any point of the season until now.
We're at exactly 500. And Bernie's 26-28. On his. He had a couple good picks. He went 2-1, so he's been red hot the last couple of weeks out there. But my 0-3 was horrible.
Yeah, you're not going to win Sportscaster of the Year doing that.
I like Alabama tonight, just for people that want to bet.
You're really going out on a limb there.
They're a 9-point favorite, McFly.
Yes, that's why you're going out on a limb.
Yeah. Ohio State, you saw what they did to Clemson. Don't think that they can't keep it close against Alabama. I mean, don't get that. By the way, the Patriots are going to get a good player. I have a list of players they can get from this national championship game that you could look at that possibly could land up with the Patriots.
I wouldn't mind a few of them.
Oh, there's some good wide receivers that could definitely land with the Patriots.
I'm going to go with Ohio State. Words I never thought I'd ever say.
Wow. Yeah, you're a Penn State guy, too.
Yeah.
I'm shocked about that.
Yeah.
I don't see that. But, I'm going to go with Alabama. Like 43-30, so a 13-point victory.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Over under 75. I don't know if I can. I want to take the over. I just don't know if every score I come up with is always just under 75. It's a lot of points.
Tyler says, Doug Peterson out as coach. I picked an awful day to stop drinking.
Yeah, well, he's only going to be out of work for about a week.
That's right, because he's going to be the Jets' new head
That's
coach.
That's right. He's going to go be the new
because
coach of the Jets.
Because it's where all bad Eagles coaches go to die.
Well, they
Rich Kotite.
You know, there was actually a talk that they wanted to trade him to the Jets.
I'm sure.
Yeah, trade a coach to the Jets.
Like a Belichick. I'm sure. Sort
you
of.
Know what? Yeah. Here's the thing. You know, as an Eagles fan, as the resident Eagles fan on the show, it's a bit. It's a catch 22. Here's a guy, not to sound like Chris Collinsworth, who delivered Philadelphia their first Super Bowl victory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
And then also, if you watched the coaching this past season, and how I mean, look. There's no way Peterson should have stayed with Carson Wentz as long as he did. You know, the defense is in shambles. The team is a cluster. And, on that hand, you're like, yeah, good riddance, see you later. So there's some sentimental things with Peterson because he did win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. And on the same token, I think most Eagles fans realize he's got to go.
Hour one in the books.
By the way, folks, yes. I'm sorry about the Shirley Temple situation. They're still pouring in.
Yeah, it's embarrassing that you didn't know what a Shirley Temple was.
I had no idea.
All right. TJ will tell you what's trending. We'll come back. Get you ready for the power hour of the show. We'll let you know how Vermont did over the weekend also. We got the scraps, last story standing. Busy hour coming up. You're in the huddle. What about point of the game?
All right, everybody.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
You want to get rehabilitated, whether you're Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian, Butch Jones, or you want to get an opportunity, Kirby Smart, Derek Dooley. You run through basically the entirety of the list of coaches that Alabama has had, and almost all of them end up getting opportunities to be head coaches themselves.
It's Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 on 101.3 The Game.
On your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good evening, everyone. You're in The Huddle. 101.3 The Game. It is the power hour of the show. By the way, be careful out there. The Arnie Doppler says there might be a couple of hours of snow.
Oh.
Yeah, the Arnie Doppler 3000 says about 2-3 hours of snow. Maybe about an inch or two, so be careful out there.
Just to make it messy.
You've had that thing calibrated?
Oh, yeah. The snow will probably start in about an hour from now. So.
Now, what is the Arnie Doppler, what?
3,000.
I thought it was 4,000 a couple years ago. Yeah. Did you have some part of it taken away?
We had to scale back a little bit. We had to scale back.
Because it was too accurate.
Yeah, it was way too accurate.
Budget cuts suck.
Yeah. Has anybody reported this on the news? You got to go ahead and check it out. Or am I the only one reporting the weather on this? Keep an eye on them. I think Tom Messner has this, so. Yeah, I think we'll get it. We haven't had nearly enough snow this year. What the hell
Tell
is going
me about
on?
It.
I told you this was going to happen.
I warned you.
What
is it, January 11th? Hang on there, bucko.
Yeah, it's January 11th.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of time. Still got 3 months.
We're not going to get much snow in the next 2 to 3 weeks either.
Yeah, we're on the cusp of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
What's wrong with you? Farmer's Almanac tell you that?
No, the Arnie Doppler 3000.
Same thing.
What's wrong with you? That's how I keep track. A lot to get to this hour. I want to start with this before we kind of get back into Wild Card Weekend, what Tom Brady did, what Ben Roethlisberger is going to do and all that stuff. What are we going to do about Bill Belichick? On a kind of a side note.
Right.
Bill Belichick is going to be given the Medal of Freedom by President Trump, if President Trump is still in office, I guess. I have a bunch of questions. A lot of people saying that he should not accept it. Two, can he accept it from another president? Like, can he say, oh, yeah, you know what? I want to accept it, but I'm a little busy right now. I'll meet you in like a month and take it from Biden, or it doesn't work that way. And three, it really is, Rich, if you look up the Medal of Freedom, it is a very, very prestigious thing to be given. This is not about the president and who the president is. It's only about 10 or 11 are given out a year, I believe, on the average. It is a pretty prestigious thing. Do you turn it down because who the president is, or do you accept it, Rich?
Well, I think, first of all, how is this going to happen if he's only in office for 9 more days?
I don't have the answer to that.
Plan on giving it to him next week.
Wow. Honestly, and I'm someone who hates politics and doesn't know anything about it, if I'm Bill Belichick, I'm waiting. Right now, Donald Trump is in a tricky spot. How do you feel?
Well, first of all,
yes,
they are friends.
Yes, they are.
And Belichick says over and over, I am apolitical. I was friends with Donald Trump long before Donald Trump even ever considered running for president.
Right.
You know, he is friends with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, look, I because the award is such an honor.
What exactly is it, Rich? You have to look that up, Wikipedia. What exactly?
And some of these people have won it. I'm going, what is
by
this?
By the way, Arnie Doppler 3000 was an hour off. Is the Jeff says it's snowing in Plattsburgh. And, well, I wasn't looking in Plattsburgh, sir. I was only looking here in Vermont. And now I guess it's snowing in Essex. So I was off
does
by...
The, does the Arnie 3000 indicate now that you look at it?
Wait a minute.
No, is that Essex? Essex,
let me
New
fix
York?
This for a second. Okay, now it's recalibrated. Yes, it's snowing. So there you go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, by the way, now I know what the flux capacitor is, too. Yeah. See, I learned so many things of finally watching Back to the Future.
So
I heard him say that. And I was like, wow, that's Arnie's thing.
Yeah. Back to Belichick. Do you accept the prestigious award or do you walk away from something
I think the S storm that's going to happen if he does is not in his. I wouldn't want to do that right now. Not right now. I mean, the thing is if Donald Trump is going to present it to you, is he going to present it to him in a month or whenever all this is blown over? I mean, how do you do that if he's not the president?
When it's not when you're given the award, you're given it by the president. Okay, so it's not something where Donald Trump says, "Hey, Bill Belichick, we're giving you this award," and then Joe Biden comes in and says, "Well, I'll give it to you." Okay, I mean, it's given by Donald Trump.
Okay, so it has to be. Given by Donald Trump.
Yes.
It can't be 2 months from now.
No. And so...
Oh, that's a tricky situation.
When you look at Belichick and you look at their friendship and you look at where it is, the most Belichickian thing that he could do is to say, screw you guys, I'm going to take it. Because he doesn't care what the media thinks.
That's
right,
sure.
Right.
He doesn't care what the sports reporters write. He doesn't care about opinion or anything else. And, honestly, he probably is going to take the award.
Yeah, you're right, though. It's the fact that it's him makes me wonder. He doesn't care what anyone thinks of him.
Andrew in Ferrisburg, what guidelines do they use to give the recipient the medal?
All right. No, it's an award bestowed by the president to recognize people who have made, quote, an especially meritorious contribution to the security or national interests of the U.S., world peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors.
Rush Limbaugh got one
not
long ago. Where does Belichick fit on that whole front there, on that whole definition?
Cultural, I guess. He certainly hasn't saw, he's not, world peace? I don't think so.
Matt in St. Albans, listen, I hate Donald Trump, but I didn't invite him to go watch the Lakers game courtside. This is the Medal of Freedom. You have to accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not like he said, let's have dinner or let's go to a Laker game. I have good seats. This is the Medal of Freedom,
And Donald Trump has also presented the Presidential Medal to Mariano Rivera, 2019, Tiger Woods, 2019. So, I mean, this is not the first sports, but I just wonder about the timing of all
it. It is the highest honor a civilian can earn in our country.
Tony says, I'm pretty sure he accepts the award this coming Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I'm also pretty sure if he doesn't get the award from this president, it's up to the next president to decide whether or not he's going to give him the award.
Got
so
it.
Pretty much Bill is in a position to take it or leave it.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people are saying that he should walk away from it.
Right.
That's quite a prestigious honor.
I almost feel bad for Belichick because the timing here stinks. If this was a year ago, he would have taken a lot of crap for it, but now he's really going to take a lot of crap. And again, he doesn't care.
Well, why? Because they were in the playoffs a year ago?
Because Donald Trump right now has got some difficult situations
I see what you're
he's
saying.
Dealing with. Don't get me going.
No, I'm not going to get you going on politics. I'm just wondering, because it comes from a president that's not popular, do you turn down such a prestigious an award that is bestowed upon you? I don't think anybody's ever walked away from the
the championship. The champions of every sport go to the White House. Now people don't show up if they don't like the president.
Right. Some I understand. Don't. I understand that, though. But nobody's ever turned down the medal.
75 million people in America would tell you he is popular, regardless of what is happening.
Wow. Here he goes.
Just saying.
Here he goes.
I'm just saying. I'm not condoning it, and I'm not taking sides here. I'm Switzerland, but. Listen, 75 million people voted for the guy. That's the truth.
Matt says there's even a lot of lot different than going on going to the White House for winning a Super Bowl.
But this is just one person, so there's a little bit more you know, a little bit more of a spotlight on you.
I don't know, Richard. I mean,
when you go with 50 other people from your team,
I don't know, if somebody wanted to give you a prestigious award.
Like Sportscaster of the Year?
Yeah, if Sportscaster of the Year, would it really make a difference if it came from me or George Como that was going to present it to you? Or it doesn't make a difference?
No, it definitely wouldn't. But then again, nobody cares about that nationally. I'm just saying that the Yes Storm that he's going to be dealing with this, and again, he doesn't care. Well, we're going to be hearing about it.
I'll even read Dave from Milton, who said, let's not forget the American people love Trump. 75 million people voted for him. It's the media that doesn't like Trump. I'll read that anyway. Well, that's not the point. The point is if Bill Belichick should take it, if it's any of our business, or let me ask you this. If he takes it and you don't think he should take it, will you look down on him upon that? Will that make you think any less of Bill? Now, Rich, you don't.
No,
but no, you can't,
I don't care about
politics. You can't answer that because you don't care one way or the other. No. Now, if you think he shouldn't take it and he takes it, I can see how people would feel, think different of him, don't you? They could say, I'm not a Bill Belichick fan anymore. Forget about being a Patriot fan. There's Tom Brady fans out there, right? Whether you're a Patriot fan or not, Tom Brady's friends with the president also.
Right.
If this was happening with Tom Brady, I think a lot of people would have opinions about that. You know,
we've been through this before. The articles came out with the hat in Tom Brady's locker and the whole nine yards and everything else. Quite honestly, Bill Belichick has unequivocally said that he and Donald Trump are friends. They've been friends for decades. They've been friends for longer than before he even considered running. And that he is apolitical and that their friendship has nothing to do with politics. And
right. And
so, you know what? In that case, knowing Belichick and how he is with reporters and how he behaves and what he cares about, I don't think it's anybody's business whether he accepts it or not. And it's his, you know, look, it's the highest honor you can be bestowed as a citizen of the United States.
Andrew said, my question is, what do any of these athletes really do to earn this award?
I know,
Some of them really do some great stuff in the community. So don't say that. That's not fair. Some of them really.
Tiger Woods? What does he do in the community? He plays golf.
That Subway commercial is pretty awesome.
But whether it's money they give to charity, Rich, that we don't know about and stuff like that, or new businesses, you know, stuff that we really don't talk a lot about on this show. You know what I'm saying? You know, they give back. You know, like that guy from Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy?
Portnoy.
That guy, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of his, but man, I love that guy for doing these small business money giveaway.
Genius idea, incredible.
That is so fantastic. I've seen the videos, people just crying.
Helped over 100 businesses so far.
Businesses just saying, we were going to fold up, and now you've kept us in business. He's just doing a fantastic job. So, you know, sometimes you just got to get the message across.
David in Carville, New York says, Belichick will accept it, and when he's questioned, he'll say, we're moving on to Biden.
I love that.
Text of the day.
That's awesome. I like that. Rich, don't you dare badmouth Tiger. Hashtag the GOAT. First time text.
Well, okay, explain to me how. All right, well, here's my opinion on that. How has Tiger helped contribute to the security of national interests of the United States, world peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors?
So it's not even about charities?
By playing golf.
So it's not even about charities or anything like that or what you do to the community?
I guess you could look at
public or private culture. Can you not say that culturally he's become an icon? Just like Belichick?
Yeah.
That's where this is, the vein that this is coming out.
See, I'm tending to look at this more as a political thing because it's such a high honor. And I immediately read, how are they helping the security or national interest in the United States or for world peace?
Tom says Belichick was appointed to the Committee of Fitness and Health. That being said, I think he shouldn't accept it. Also noted, I believe Annika Sorenstam and Gary Player just accepted it. What about that? I didn't know that those two accepted it, but then again, they're lesser-known athletes.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Rush Limbaugh accepted it. I don't think a lot of people made a big stink about that because Rush is extremely ill.
Yes.
So I think they kind of gave him a pass. And I could look, knock wood, if Belichick was sick,
mm-hmm.
like Rush is, I wouldn't even bring this up. I'd say congratulations to Bill Belichick for the Medal of Freedom, accept it and move on, and I wish you the best.
Regardless of how you feel about Rush Limbaugh, his days are numbered. I mean, he's
absolutely.
He's terminal, and it's a sad thing. And well, let me ask you this. What? If the president came to you, Arnie Spanier, and said, because of your intertube water polo, because of your intertube water polo days, we want to give you the Medal of Freedom. Would you accept it?
For my water polo days?
Yes. Your intramural water tube.
No, but if you've told me I helped contribute to the cure for cancer or something like that.
Because of playing
water polo? If I was smart enough to do that, I'd take any award bestowed upon me.
Let's just say
if I did something like that, though.
Let's just say you made a huge cultural difference
as
a intramural inner tube water polo star.
What, for fat people? Is that what it is?
You've made obese people all over the country believe again that they can be as fit as Arnie Spanier.
Yes. Matt says, Tiger has completely changed the trajectory of golf in our current culture. It's incredibly popular with young people. And I just lost that. With young people of color, he's made people of color feel like they belong in a white person's sport. I don't know how many more people of color are playing golf because of Tiger Woods, but I do agree with a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough to go ahead and get you the Medal of Freedom?
Yeah, I mean, the word cultural is part of the definition. And a meritorious contribution, security of national interest of the U.S., world peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors.
CK brings up a good point. Wasn't Belichick's dad a coach for the Navy? Therefore,
yes, he was.
Doesn't he have the same kind of connection and respect for the military and the armed services, folks? Donald Trump's people, he talked into it. I can't understand what he wrote, but... Yes, Belichick's dad was a military guy. And Bill Belichick's a big military guy, no doubt about that.
Yep.
Steven Heinsberg, Bill Belichick should accept the award and everybody should shut the blank up. Wow. I thought Arnie taught Steve how to play basketball. How did that come in there? Was I talking about Steve Kerr or no?
Oh, I thought you meant Steve Nash.
Oh, yeah, maybe him. David says, what are you talking about? Tons of people were not happy about Rush Limbaugh. It has nothing to do with what he's about, that he's about to die. He's done enough things that have upset people as well. That's David. No. I disagree. I don't think Rush got a big backlash at all. Rush just gets a backlash because he's Rush Limbaugh. And rightfully so. Let me tell you something. Whether you like him or not, him, Howard Stern.
Changed the broadcasting industry. Forever.
I don't know who you want to put on that broadcasting
industry.
Mount Rushmore, but Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh's got to be on that
Arnie
thing, I'm assuming.
Spanier.
Besides
Arnie
me.
Arnie Spanier.
Besides me.
As soon as you win Sportscaster of the Year for Vermont, then you can talk.
I can't even get that for crying out loud. I'm getting a lot on the Town Fair Tire text line.
Shocking.
802-655-6672. If you want to go ahead and jump on in, and Cody and Allberg changes the whole thing up. This is a little off topic, but I do bet on Ohio State with the chance of winning big, or is Alabama going to roll? I like Alabama, but that's a backdoor cover. You know what I mean? We'll get into that. A couple of stuff, again, stuff that we were talking about from hour number one. We were going through wild card weekend. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers win. Tom Brady wins. You know, you're not happy about that, Richard.
Oh, I'm happy because it's good for football to have Tom Brady still playing, but I'm not going to go crazy and jump up and down and scream and yell like I have for the last 20 years when he plays
well. You don't get that warm, fuzzy feeling that Tom Brady won?
Look, it's good for football, and I think it would be a great story if he gets back to the Super Bowl with Tampa. I'll give you that, but I don't know. I just it doesn't mean as much to me as I thought it would. I just feel like he's not a Patriot anymore, so therefore it doesn't affect me.
I see myself pulling for Brady every week as it goes on. Just saying, I'd like to see this guy go back to the Super Bowl and win it without Belichick. That's the part I'm looking into.
Oh, no question it would be a great story. I'll give you that. I'm just not rah-rah as much as you might think I should be.
You should be. I think a lot of Patriots are. A lot of Patriot fans are. I think they're pulling for Tom Brady.
I miss the Brady post-game press conference where he essentially says the same thing after every game.
Glad we won. Glad we got another week of work. And we're going to go in there and try to do a much better job this week. And get ready for whoever our opponent is. It's going to be a good one. And, we're going to have to go play great football.
Ugh. 20 years of the exact same answer.
You should play stuff from like every year and try to guess what is that from 1 year ago, 5, 10, or 15 years ago.
And the poor guy is arguably the greatest football player ever, or at least quarterback ever. He's won 6 Super Bowls. And you notice something? He's never satisfied. That's probably one reason he's had such success. But every time he has this incredible game and his team wins, What does he say? Well, we're going to have to play better than we did today. The guy threw for 400 yards and won a playoff game. Got to do better.
Greg and Stowe, it's a prestigious award that comes from the office of the president. At the end of the day, both Trump and Belichick are cut from similar cloth. They both will do whatever it takes to win, and there's nothing sad about Limbaugh moving on. Yeah, that is Greg from Stowe out there. Somebody says, Rich, would you take the Sportscaster Year Award, but you'll have no option to take it from Eli Manning or Tom Coughlin? So there you go there. And Nick in Colchester brings up a good point, something I brought up earlier. I just didn't have the numbers. He said Tiger's charity, he thinks, raises like $40 million just last year.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So,
big time.
You know, that's also, I think, part of the Medal of Freedom there when you raise money like
that. Well, there has to be something because you can't win it because you're a golfer. Can you?
Nah, I'm not sure about that. First time texter, I'm a Patriot hater, but I'm rooting for Tom Brady all the way.
Wow. Because they know that the Patriots fans are going to be unhappy if they win it?
I think part of rooting against the Patriots, yes, was Tom Brady, but it was also Bill Belichick. I think it was 50-50.
Yep.
Now that Brady's not with Belichick, he's a lot more likable. Right?
And he says the same thing every game.
No, but he's more likable now. Tom Brady's more likable on Tampa than he was on the Patriots. At Patriots, he was just a stuffy old guy. Not old, but a stuffy guy.
He's old.
He's a Tampa guy now. The people don't hate him anymore. You know what I mean? You don't have that hatred for him anymore.
I don't know why they continue to have post-game press conferences with the guy, though, because he says the same thing. Why even ask the question?
We didn't play well enough, even though we won by 47 points.
Please tell me you didn't do this, TJ.
What?
Jim in San Diego said he just saw a video of Arnie playing water polo in an inner tube. It was on Pornhub.com. Did you put it on Pornhub?
No, I did not.
I don't believe you.
Nope.
Well, let me check.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't. Wouldn't that set off an alarm in here if I did that?
Here's a question for Rich. If he wins a Super Bowl in Tampa, when he goes into the Hall of Fame, does he go in as a Patriot or a Buck?
Please.
No, you don't pick. You know that it's just a bust.
20 years to one?
I know. Really? You don't go in.
It's like Joe Montana going in as a Kansas City Chief.
You don't go in as for a team. They don't. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, they avoided that problem. But I would assume a Patriot, right? If it were. Oh, stop.
Not if he was mad at Kraft. Not if he was
exactly Kraft. Remember, like father and son.
Remember when you didn't want me to give that extra year and you made me take a pay cut? I'm going in as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. How great would that be? What a big middle finger to everybody, huh?
The only thing I don't like about Tom Brady is that he likes Antonio Brown. It's a good point.
Yeah, Tony Brown's becoming a little bit more likable. He's not getting in any trouble out there. I mean, that's for damn sure.
Is he still shacking up at the Brady house?
I don't know.
Which one?
Yeah.
The one with the moat.
I think they have the Airbnb there. I do think more and more people are starting to jump on that Brady bandwagon. I like their chances real good against the Saints this coming weekend. Saints don't scare me. Didn't even scare me against the Bears. Had a tough time putting points up against the Bears. If the Bears didn't stink so bad offensively, Bears maybe could have made that a game, you know?
I'll tell you what, take the over in that game. I don't care what the over is. That's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, I like Brady's chances to move on one more game and then get themselves in the Super Bowl.
By the way, how much fun was this weekend? I can't believe I'm saying that as a Patriots fan for once they weren't playing, although they rarely ever played in the first week. But how much fun? I loved the idea of one game to focus on. That game ends, another game immediately starts. That one ends.
But that's the way wild card weekend always is anyway.
No, I understand that, but it was great. It just felt like you could immerse yourself in watching one game, and most of them were close enough that they kept your interest.
You mean, what are you trying to say? If Sundays were like noon Eastern, 4 Eastern, and then 7 Eastern?
Well, I mean, just one game, each of those. Yeah, the problem for me, and it's not a problem, it's just something to bring it up, is 1 o'clock comes, you get 7 games to try to watch all at the same time.
Right.
And then 4 o'clock, you get 4 games. I just like the fact that I could just pay attention to one game at a time.
Wouldn't you think ratings would be higher if it was 1 or 2 games at a time? And it was staggered throughout the day. I mean, if the NFL football gets such high ratings, wouldn't you want the Cowboy game at noon, and then let's say the Patriot game at 2, and then the Kansas City game at 4?
Well,
that way all day long you're getting those ratings.
They've been staggering them a little bit, but not much. They're trying to create a situation where all the games don't end at the same time. You're right. I mean, you see games start at 4:05, and then another one starts at 4:25, and they're trying to do that in a way, just like they do with March Madness in the early rounds.
Town Fair Tire text line if you want to get in, 802-655-6672. What does this guy say? Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's how Brady goes to the Hall. That would be great. Same as the Patriot hater.
The same
out there.
Patriot hater. All right.
I got to tell you, if that if he ever tried to make a comment like that, he'd be run out of football.
Tom Brady in a Bucs uniform heading in. Maybe is he allowed to wear like a Tampa hat? No, I guess
no. You can't even
do
that.
You have to wear those ugly yellow jackets.
I got some rumors. Some of the rumors for quarterbacks, Trubisky. I got one of the stories I sent you guys about Mitch Trubisky, a possible replacement for the New England Patriots, now that Cam Newton's probably going to be gone.
A little disappointed that both of you ignored the big NFL news from the weekend.
And that is?
That the Puppy Bowl is returning.
Oh, I loved it. It wasn't around last year. I love the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, the Puppy Bowl's coming back.
Oh.
Did you see the new puppy in the building today?
Yes, I did. Yes. German Shepherd.
Bristol's new dog. What is he, like a month old?
Yep. German. No, not even a month.
That might be the cutest dog I've ever seen in my life.
Looks like a chuck.
Well, older. 6 weeks, I think. 6 weeks.
6 weeks old. German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
Ugh. Makes me almost want to have a dog, and then I realize, no, maybe not. Yeah, how am I going to have a dog with a 600-square-foot apartment?
Yeah, I just want a dog for like a month, and then I'll return it. Just when they're a puppy, when I can play with
them. Sort of like a grandchild. Fun to have around for a while, but you can give them back at the end of the day.
My daughter got a gecko this weekend.
Now, is that like a parrot?
It's a lizard.
Oh, a parrot.
Why?
Whoops.
Why?
Because she wanted one. I don't know.
There's a lot of things I want that I don't get.
It's her money.
How old is she?
19.
Oh, well, she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
You have a 19-year-old daughter?
I have a 24-year-old daughter.
Gosh, you came through it with flying colors.
Thank you.
How did you do that when they were like 14 and 10? That must have been
awful.
Utter insanity.
Well, first of all, my two youngest are 19 months apart.
Oh.
And they're like water and vinegar.
Oh, that must have been fun.
I mean, just to this day, they're still out. I mean, they argue.
Ugh. 24 and 19, and all they're doing is arguing.
I get home, and they're like, Dad. I'm like, I've changed my name.
Dad. It's not that anymore. I'm done with it. 802-655-6672. If you want to go ahead and jump on in, we'll come back. We'll finish out some of the rumors. UVM, big weekend in basketball, hockey. We'll tell you how they did. And we'll get to some of the Red Sox news, too. So we'll get to all that. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
Big guests. Big opinions.
This is the kind of stuff that gets you Marconi.
Lots of fun. It's the Dan Patrick Show with Dan and the Danettes.
Buckle up, boys. Time to go to work.
Each weekday from 9 to noon on 101.3 The Game. This show has been great. But remember, if you miss any of it, the full show podcast is available each day on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And on the free 101.3 The Game app. Never miss a second of the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
4th and 11 at the 47-yard line. The snap. Rivers back to throw. Waiting, going for all of it down the right sideline. The pass up in the air. It is knocked down incomplete. Micah Hyde knocks it down, and the clock shows zero. The Bills advance. The Bills win it. The Bills win it. In the last second, the Bills win it. 27-24. Unbelievable finish.
25 years.
Yep.
Of not a playoff victory for the Buffalo Bills. Seriously, my wife was
crying.
Crying, but she couldn't watch the game. She had to like clean up the house or straighten things out while the game was going on because she just couldn't sit there. The kickoff happens, and she decides she has to plug something in and plug something out, and she unplugged the TV. And the TV just went. And you can't just plug it back in, and it goes back on. It takes like 10 to 15 minutes to warm up.
To warm up, and I go, program itself.
To reboot everything.
I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm sorry. I go, stop. Don't clean. Don't vacuum. Go in the other room if you can't watch the game, but don't be going around plugging this stuff in and out and in and out. 25 years ago when we got married, that was the last time the Bills won a playoff game. And she used to always say, I'm the jinx of the reason why the Bills haven't won as long as we've been married. And I'm the jinx no longer there.
Of course, you used that 10 minutes while the TV was rebooting to get on the treadmill, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you
Yeah, I'm on that treadmill.
How is that treadmill doing? Yeah. Is it getting dusty?
I'm starting tomorrow.
Again? Starting tomorrow?
Funny, my diet's the same thing.
Is it starting tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's the starting diet treadmill always on the 12th of every month.
Yes.
You do that. By the way, Rich hasn't got his COVID check yet, and he's nervous that he's not going to get one.
No, because right now the account balance isn't showing a whole lot.
Has everybody got their COVID checks except for Rich? I'm just curious.
I haven't gotten mine.
TJ doesn't have his yet.
They probably think you guys are dead.
Now, I think what happened is they look and they say, oh, he's just making way too much money.
Did you file taxes last year?
Yes.
TJ, you're supposed to get a lot of money.
Yeah.
600, 600, 444, something like that? No, 66666?
You have like 100 kids. No, my oldest daughter is married and has her own house.
So what? I give you money for that anyway.
My second oldest daughter is 19, so she gets her own check.
Oh, did she get her check?
She did get her check.
Oh, so everybody gets it but you guys.
Yeah, right. I'm starting to wonder.
Has everybody got their checks out there? 802-655-6672, or is it just TJ and Rich, the only two people in Vermont that have not got their COVID checks yet? I got mine like 2 weeks ago.
I know, I'm thinking about it.
Are you sure you didn't get it?
I'm looking right now. It says I have $2.11.
But it may have gotten in your account like a week or two ago and you spent it and you didn't know it.
At the poorhouse.
Yes. Dean Essex said mine just came in today.
Yeah. Well, it'll be
how much does a 90-pack of Bud Light cost?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I want to let you know that as of this weekend, I have 6 left from so I've had 24. So I've had a case.
Wow.
I have 24 down and whatever adds up to 90 still to go.
Jonathan said, I work for a credit union. It's about 50-50 who has gotten it.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
No, I think most people have gotten it by now.
I'm just getting tired of picking for coins underneath my car floor mat.
Yeah, too bad you didn't get it, though. Did you get it the first time? Okay,
yes, very early. It was like all of a sudden there it was.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I don't know why.
I got it early the first time, too.
Yeah, well, if it says 50-50, that's good.
You're taking
Thank you,
a. You don't know. Jonathan doesn't know.
He works for a credit union.
So what? What does that have to do with
something?
Dean Essex says hers came in today.
Yeah, I read that. I read that.
Oh, sorry.
Who cares? He works for a credit union. He's
well, it
not
means
the
he
president.
Knows his stuff.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
It has something to do with money. I don't know what a credit union is.
It's like a bank, yeah. Well, we'll see if you ever get it.
Since I have no credit, thanks to the repo.
Has no idea what a credit union is. Yeah. A Shirley Temple. I mean, we're just adding things to the list.
Who do you call if you don't get your check?
Good question.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm going to
You can't
look.
Call the IRS.
And how long do you have to stay on hold for, like a year? I haven't got my COVID check yet. How awesome is that? Let's get to a little UVM over the weekend.
Wow.
The men get a sweep over Binghamton. What are they, like in fourth place right now?
Yes.
3-3?
Yeah. That game yesterday, we watched the whole thing over at the bar, and UVM just absolutely crushed Binghamton. It was a ridiculous game. The good thing about it is nobody had to play a lot of minutes. And the bench came and all the new guys were all out there. Davis only played 19 minutes. Steph Smith only played 20, half the game.
It's certainly what the doctor ordered, no doubt about that.
But that game was just ridiculous. Binghamton was horrible. How in the world Binghamton beat UMBC, who was undefeated at the time, is beyond me. They, in the second half, from 3 points, went 0-for-18.
Wow.
2-for-28 for the game. They could not make a shot. They went 14-for-62. And the game was over as soon as it started. They also, it was a little tighter on Friday, Saturday, I should say, but they won that game too. So good news, UVM.
They're third place. They're 5-3, third place. Right. Stony Brook 4-0.
Yeah.
UMBC 5-1.
Vermont, the one is Hartford. Binghamton.
Yeah, and Vermont and Hartford at 5-3 right now.
And they still haven't played anybody yet. And now they've got Maine next weekend, which should be two more crushes. Because it's interesting. Their schedule is set up. And I'll talk more on Champlain Valley Game Night with Austin Danforth from the Burlington Free Press about this. But their first half of the season is all against the bottom half of the league. They haven't played the real meat and potatoes in the league. They haven't played UMBC. They haven't played.
I'm glad they didn't. They needed a little time to get things going, and they're playing much better than they were at the beginning of the year against Lowell.
Yeah, they got 84 points last night, and they only had two guys in double figures with 13 and 12. You talk about balance.
The women got canceled, postponed against both games against Binghamton. So, unfortunately, they were playing some good basketball, too.
Yes. Yeah,
who's that freshman, well. Olsen? She's great, man. How about that?
Three straight freshmen of the week. For her. Yeah, hopefully they can get back on track with that.
Men's
hockey team finally got a win. We were pretty excited about that on Friday during the show.
They lost 4-3 on Saturday, but they won 5-4 on Friday.
Yeah, they're getting some offense.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to see. They had 5 goals for the first, 6 games or something ridiculous like that. But they scored a bunch of them this weekend against Maine. Unfortunately, they had a terrible first period on Friday. It got down 3-0 very early in that game, and they couldn't quite get all the way back.
Women's hockey got a sweep. Yeah. They beat UConn 2-0 and 3-2.
Our boy Jim Plummer, 4-1, baby.
4-1, 5, is it 4-1?
I think they're 4-1. I'll check.
Is that, that's not conference, or is that just over? I don't even know if they've played overall. I know they have a shortened schedule, but they lost their first game, and I believe they won 4 in a row after that. That's great.
They are
great.
5-1.
Oh, so they are. I knew they were 5-1.
They lost their second game. They got shut out by UNH, and they have won, and they have given up three. They've given up 5 goals in 6 games.
Gosh, they're kicking butt there. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great. I'm so happy for Jim Plummer. He's a real trooper. He's been doing this for a long time.
They had the G League draft today.
Yeah.
Now, you know that Anthony Lamb had signed originally with Detroit. The Detroit Pistons, their G League team didn't fold. They decided not to have the year this year because of COVID.
Like Maine, the Celtics team did the same thing.
But Cleveland's going to have a G League team, and they took Anthony Lamb with their first round pick, number 6 overall.
Wow.
By the way, you remember the GM for Cleveland, Kobe Altman, remember from from Middlebury?
Yeah.
So they take Anthony Lamb. He'll play in the G League for the Canton Crunch? Is that
the
what it
Canton
is?
Canton Charge.
Oh, Charge.
I love these names.
And so they'll be in Canton, Ohio. How about that?
That's right.
Awesome.
Go visit the Hall of Fame while you're in town.
My son is there. Maybe he'll go to the game. We'll go check it out. Check out little Anthony Lamb. I think he's going to do well. I mean, look, you're a first-round pick in the G League, so you can't be that far from the NBA. And the way they're calling people up with the COVID, Rich, I expect them to be called up, you know?
A Vermonter has yet to ever play in an NBA game. So this might be a shot. Lamb's the 5th former Catamount to be selected.
In a regular season game.
Right.
Because he played in the preseason.
Yeah. But he was selected. He's in line to become the 7th UVM alum to play in the developmental league.
Wow. By the way, John Willisboro says, if you don't get your COVID check before the 15th, you can claim it on your 2020 tax return. If you're curious about your check, you can reach out to your congressman and senator to find out if they could track it for you.
Well, I know where Bernie lives. I'll just drive on over there. Maybe I'll Uber him.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Bernie, while I'm taking you home, can you
see
where my check is?
This is a disgrace.
What I've been telling you about for the last 3 years may finally come true. I said trade Andrew Benintendi.
Ugh.
And it looks like he may get traded. A lot of teams hot and heavy over this guy,
I'm a little nervous about that. I read that over the weekend, too. And I just feel like Benintendi was so good when he came up for the first time. He was second in rookie of the year voting. Remember how good he was when he came up, made his major league debut like 4 or 5 years ago? He had the whole world in front of
him.
Yes,
he did. Yes, he does.
And he hasn't been terrible up until last year when he was just hideous. I think he hit 103, one RBI in like 14 games, and then, of course, he got hurt. This worries me because they're going to get absolutely nothing. This is a classic sell low that I think might come back to burn him. What is he? He's 26.
Are they making a mistake here or what?
I think they could be. I mean, because what are you going to get in return for a guy who hit 103 last year? Some minor league guy who will never see double A.
Well, you're not selling it on that. You're selling it on potential, and you don't have a whole heck of a lot of a contract to pay on
him. But he's shown that he can hit in the major leagues. I something happened last year. He wasn't healthy. And I would just be very careful before you give up on him.
Well,
if somebody wants to offer something good, sure, pull the trigger. But I can't imagine anybody's going to offer anything to the Red Sox for that guy right now, at least.
I think so. And Dee says, by the way, you can go to irs.gov if you want to find out about your check. So there you go, Rich.
Okay.
They're helping you out, Rich.
I'm going right now.
They're helping. IRS. Not right now. Wait till after the show.
.gov.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to come back. We'll get to the scraps, and we'll get to Last Story Standing. All that's next. You're in the huddle. What do I point to the game?
101.3 The Game, powered by fans. Clay Travis, weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Dan Patrick from 9 till noon.
Colin Cowherd from noon to 3.
Doug Gottlieb at 3.
Arnie Spanier and Rich Haskell take you inside the huddle from 4 to 6. At 6, it's Champlain Valley Game Night
with TJ Michaels.
That's one tough schedule. Powered by fans.
101.3 The Game.
We are Buckworth.
In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
Wow, that wasn't tough. You found out that you got your check, or you're getting your check.
Thank you. Yes, that's easy. Although in this one it says we scheduled your payment to be mailed. I didn't see that word. Last one was deposited immediately.
Okay, so.
So this is going to come in the mail.
So it should be here any day now.
That's good.
Look at you, party time. I think you should buy $600 worth of scratch-off tickets. I'm serious. Lotto tickets.
The sad part is people actually do that.
Oh, yes.
That's unfortunate.
Well, you don't have to buy $600 worth, but you can buy a few.
No, but I see them at the bar all the time, and they're, you know, those pull tab tickets. They just spend hundreds of dollars
on
those things.
I don't know.
Oh, you just...
Rip-offs.
They're rip-off tickets. You just pull them up, and like one out of every
Have you ever won anything?
Something.
Lottery, anything?
No, I never play.
I've never... I think maybe I've won like $20
really?
Once or something.
I just feel like I'm just I'm burning money by doing that.
Well, you are.
Of course, you can't win if you don't try, right?
Exactly.
Dollar in a dream, baby.
I play once in a while, but I don't... I never win. I don't know what it is about that.
No, that's hard to believe.
Let's get to some of the scraps out there. We already told you Doug Peterson fired.
Yeah.
Head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. TJ, you haven't even really commented on that. Happy to see him go, or would you want to give him another year or two? I don't know.
No, I'm happy to see him. You know, look, I think after this season, he's got to go. I think even though a lot of Eagles fans are sentimental about Peterson delivering their first Super Bowl victory, the guy stayed with Carson Wentz way too long. And this season, just the team is a mess.
Rich, what the heck are we hearing about DJ LeMahieu to the Boston Red Sox? Now, he's upset at the Yankees. The Yankees have offered him a 4-year contract. I hear he's not happy with the 4 years or the money. And he told his agent to contact the Boston Red Sox. Is this just a ploy? Is this just to get more money out of the Yankees? Or do you think he's got serious interest to come into the Boston Red Sox?
No, I think it's interesting because the headline I saw says Yankees star DJ LeMahieu could re-engage with the Red Sox. Not really sure what that means. Maybe it means just get back into conversations.
I was going to say, was there ever one conversation to begin with? I don't remember that.
Well, he said he was, quote, dismayed by the Yankees' negotiations to bring him back. And one of the teams he reportedly was interested in was the Red Sox, according to this report. That would be fantastic.
Or is he just saying it to get the Yankees mad and to say, I'm going to go to your big rivals?
Right,
you know?
It could be. But how wonderful would that be? Because he's a second baseman. I mean, how badly Dustin Pedroia isn't walking through that door.
Could you imagine? Glad he's not walking through that door.
I would rather have an elite pitcher. But you know what? If they're going to give us DJ, and not only does that help the Red Sox with a 340 hitter, but it hurts the Yankees a lot.
Our buddy Ken Crichton says, yes, we want DJ.
Yes.
I could only imagine.
364. He's done it with the Yankees. And you never hear anybody talking about LeMahieu.
Absolutely incredible.
He came over from Colorado where he had good stats. Everybody said, it's just because it's Denver and the thin air and he won't do it over here. All he's done is smash the ball since he got to the Bronx.
He's been great. I'm surprised the Yankees are playing such hardball with him. You would think that's the one guy they weren't going to play hardball with.
Well, it's signing a guy like LeMahieu, probably more than $50 million, require them to forfeit a second-round pick. All right. The Red Sox haven't been ruled out potentially doing that.
How much does he cost? What is he going to cost per year?
Let's see. According to this report, and it's the Boston Globe, by the way, LeMahieu is looking for a similar deal to the one J.D. Martinez signed with the Sox. 5 years, $110 million.
Oh, done. Done. I don't give money away, Rich. You know that. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Has LeMahieu had enough good years in a row to give him?
Yes, I'm giving. I don't care. Then if he has, it's for the future. It's for the future. I'm going to give it to him. What did you think? I don't know if you paid attention. Mike Milbury out at NBC.
Yeah. Well, he's been in some hot water from time to time there. Anyway,
he's been there 11 years.
Yes, he's certainly not afraid to say what's on his mind.
Final score tonight: Alabama 43. Ohio State 30. 13-point victory. Yeah. So that means take Alabama minus the 9 and take the under 75. Mm. I want to take the over so bad. I just can't get enough points to get to that point there.
I'll say 41-24 Alabama. I mean, you're
41-24.
Right. I'm just throwing anything out there. I don't know anything about college football.
Yeah, we'll see if Ohio State can maybe get the second upset. I'm curious if they could go ahead and pull it off.
It'll be fun. What time's the start?
8:15 Eastern.
That's not bad for me.
Not bad at all.
All right. At least
it'll be over by 11:30. Yeah, it'll be over by 11:30. So it's not going to be too
bad.
All right, TJ, let's go ahead and get to last story standing.
Wacky or insightful. We've saved the best for last. It's time for Last Story Standing on The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, I got this story. I was trying to make sure I got the right years. This is a story that dates back to 2014, which is 7 years ago, and it just made its way to the Supreme Court now, all right? So you know it's got to be worth it, Rich, if you waited 7 years. Well, Kathy Rado, she's 59 years old, she told the Supreme Court, this is what she went to the Supreme Court for,
uh-huh,
that she brought a ticket for the lotto with cash on January 22nd of 2014, but lost the lotto ticket. However, she wasn't able to claim the prize because she couldn't find the ticket, and she doesn't have any proof that she purchased it. Don't they have cameras nowadays?
Just give her the money.
Well, how much is it? Are we talking 100 grand or 70 million? Or
she
what
said, well, when she goes on, she says, I'm not a lunatic in her fight to claim the victory. She said she chose the numbers and they were significant to her. And she told why. One's her relative's birthdays, parents' wedding anniversary. So she's trying to make a case. My parents were married on the 3rd. Right. My husband's birthday on the 8th. You know, I'm trying to put it that way.
How did that cool story, get to the Supreme Court?
She wants the money. This was in Australia. The lotto gave her multiple opportunities to guess the time, the date, and the type of ticket to prove that she brought the winning one, but they were all very unsuccessful. She couldn't tell them.
See ya.
So she's reportedly hoping the court case will force the lottery company to reveal those details so she can match this with her own memory of the purchase. The case is set to appear in court February 3rd.
This would never work in America.
Can you believe that?
I don't understand why they haven't just handed over the money.
Let me tell you something. If I bought a ticket and I lost it, it's a winning ticket, I'm going to where I bought, whether it was Shaw's, the gas station. I said, you better start pulling footage now. We're pulling footage like it's CSI or Law and Order, and we're going through the film of every scene.
Otherwise, Arnie becomes a professional dumpster diver.
Yeah, you better believe that. How did she lose it? I have no idea. None whatsoever. Ridiculous.
She probably just tossed it thinking, it's a buck. I'm not, who cares? I have no chance of winning.
By the way, they don't tell her. They don't say in the story how much she's lost out on.
It's kind of stupid when you think about it. If you're going to invest in something to win a lot of money, why would you throw it away?
Wait a minute.
Maybe she just lost it and then move on.
Maybe she lost. Well, I'm not moving on if it's the winning ticket.
No, but I'm saying if you find out you lost, just throw it away, move on.
Gosh.
I don't know how you lose something.
All those
like
millions
that.
Of dollars out the window. I couldn't be able to sleep at night.
Wait a minute. So the woman says
that she bought the winning ticket.
I bought the winning ticket. I don't have the ticket.
I can't prove it.
Can't prove that I bought the ticket.
Right.
Can't prove that I picked these numbers.
Correct. You got a problem with that?
And it still got to the Supreme Court.
I bought the winning ticket too.
And I can come up with a story of why I picked these numbers.
Yes, you can.
Right?
Yes.
So we're taking her word for it.
Yes, we are. She wouldn't go to the Supreme Court if she wasn't sure about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Cool story, lady.
TJ, what's coming up on Champlain Valley Game Night tonight, huh?
Tonight we're going to spend some time with Michael Lear, who is the play-by-play voice from Learfield Sports for the UVM Ice Cats. Going to talk a little bit about that. And Rich has his weekly conversation with the Burlington Free Press.
It'll be Austin Danforth tonight. We're going to talk a lot about the UVM men's basketball team and get his take on all things NFL wildcard weekend as well, and talk a lot about the matchups for next weekend.
All right. Be safe driving home. For TJ, for Rich, I'm Arnie. Champlain Valley Game Night coming up next right here in the Huddle, 101.3 The Game.